kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. We've got some updates on a number of emergency transportation projects underway across the state. Connecticut's Department of Transportation is working on the 8 roads still closed that they maintain from that deadly and destructive flooding nearly 2 weeks ago in western Connecticut. That's down from 27 roads closed after it had happened, says DOT Communications Director Josh Morgan.
Some recent successes, Route 188 in Oxford, we were able to get that reopened to two-way traffic instead of having the alternating one-way traffic. So that's alleviating some congestion. Another big one earlier this week, Route 34 by the Lakeshore Drive-In. That road was washed away. We were able to rebuild that.
They're also working to repair the still-closed Waterbury Rail Line, which washed out. Buses continue to help commuters. Meanwhile, steel beams to support a new bridge for the Fairfield Avenue overpass have been installed as well down in Norwalk. The overpass burned up at a tanker truck fire that closed I-95 for several days earlier this year. That project should be complete by next spring. Back to talk about the damage from all of that flooding. FEMA and the Small Business Administration were out there on Wednesday to survey the damage brought on by that generational flooding last week. FEMA officials are still gathering information following a federal emergency declaration. They'll be there today and tomorrow as they go through numerous homes and businesses damaged or destroyed from Fairfield to New Haven counties, as well as the bottom part of Litchfield County. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy says time is of the essence.
Really quick reimbursement is really important when it's small towns that are taking on the burden.
The storm damage was so bad in Oxford that they can't even start school this week. It's being pushed out until September 3rd, next Tuesday, at the earliest. A Hartford police officer is under arrest in connection with an alleged assault on a prisoner during an incident that happened in July 17th into the 18th, to be exact. Officer Marcelo Confitero is accused of slapping a prisoner receiving medical care during a hospital stay. The situation began around 4:30 in the morning on July 18th. The prisoner, according to a report from Hartford Police, made threatening remarks against Officer Confitero, who was assigned to guard him at a room at the hospital. After throwing some items, the prisoner punched the officer in the face. The officer punched him in return and redirected the prisoner's face to stop him from spitting on him. Later in the day, after the prisoner had been fully restrained to the hospital bed, an emergency room nurse heard and reported that Officer Confitero slapped him in the face. He's now being charged with breach of peace in connection with that slap. The state superior court ruled that Officer Confitero was justified in self-defense and how he responded to the initial punching attack. Officer Confitero is now on paid administrative leave pending further investigation. Later today, there's going to be spraying taking place in eastern Connecticut for mosquitoes carrying the eastern equine encephalitis virus. More from WTIC's John Silva.
There have been no human cases here of the rare disease. Officials with Connecticut's Mosquito Management Program will spray in Patchogue State Forest in Voluntown, which will be closed from 5 p.m. until 8 Friday morning. Dr. Phil Armstrong is the chief entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station in New Haven. He says the hot, wet summer has led to an increase in Triple E activity throughout the region.
And certainly neighboring states, so in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, Vermont, and New Jersey.
Triple E in its most severe form can cause brain damage and death and has turned up in Canterbury, Ledyard, North Stonington, Sterling, and Voluntown so far this year. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
We're learning this morning that a man died in a Wednesday afternoon crash that closed I-91 in North Haven. State police say Gifaro Palacios of New Haven was a passenger at a 2006 Honda Civic that was driving in the far left lane near exit 9 on the northbound side of the highway. For reasons unknown, the Civic went off the side of the highway and into the center median. The car went back onto the highway and then struck a Chevy Malibu. Palacios was ejected onto the highway and later died at Yale New Haven Hospital. Another person involved in the crash is seriously hurt. WTIC News time is 8:05.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Hi, this is Joel Johnson. I want to invite you to come to a special event with myself and Kara Sundland. It's called Beyond Better Money. We're going to talk about the retirement concerns that you have, living too long, healthcare costs. Join us September 18th at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Rocky Hill. Go to beyondbettermoney.com to register. That's beyondbettermoney.com to come to meet with me and Kara Sundland.
Johnson Brunetti is a marketing name for the businesses of JB Capital and JN Financial. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC. Insurance products offered through JN Financial. Financial LLC.
Hi, Dave Berger from Modern Plumbing Supply. Don't look now, but this year is half over already. Before you know it, your holiday guests will be at your doorstep. Didn't you have big plans to make over your kitchen and bathroom after last year's plumbing issues? Who needs that embarrassment again? Modern Plumbing Showroom has all the beautiful fixtures you'll need to impress your guests this time. Don't wait any longer. Visit us today on the Berlin Turnpike in Berlin.
Great design with you in mind.
Good morning. It is 8:07. Lodging accommodations are no longer available at one of the seven natural wonders of the world.
The upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend is being significantly impacted at the south rim of Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park. The 12.5-mile-long Trans Canyon waterline that supplies water from the canyon for use in the park has suffered four major breaks. The lack of water has forced the closure of all the park's south rim historic hotels.
Correspondent Stephen Kaufman. Connecticut doesn't get the best markings in a new U.S. News and World Report survey on the 25 most expensive places to live in the U.S. in 2024 to 2025. Hartford comes in first place, with New Haven in fourth place. The second most expensive city is Los Angeles, third is Miami, and fifth is New York City. The report is based, it says, on median gross rent and annual housing costs for mortgage-paying homeowners. The report finds Hartford has a median home price of about $214,000, median monthly rent of about $1,200, and a median household income of a little over $46,000. Compare that to, say, New York City, which shows a median home price of $834,000, median monthly rent of $1,800, and a median household income of just under $88,000. And Hartford Mayor Arunan Aralampalam, in response to this, isn't too thrilled with the report, noting, for one thing, that the cost of living in Hartford, he says, is lower than it is in Boston or New York.
I agree with him, to be honest. I thought it was silly. You take $1 million. I'll give you $1 million.
Okay.
Where is it going to be easier to live?
Right.
Hartford or L.A.? Hartford, it's...
Not L.A.
No offense. I mean, it made news and everyone's talking about it. It's dumb.
Yeah.
They're taking the average, because the average salary is so low when you compare it to the cost. That's why it makes it so expensive. It's not expensive on a top line way. It's just relative to what the average earnings are.
Correct.
Right? And I just find it to be silly. I do. I because this circulated in our editorial group earlier in the week, and I was like, I kind of wasn't going to talk about it because I just was like, it's silly. Because if I gave you $1 million, you live large in Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm not knocking you. It's an important story, but I think the survey is incredibly flawed.
It's a little flawed, yeah.
So thank you.
By the way,
yeah,
you hit the under. Congratulations.
I don't often hit the under, and no one's. By the way, and you in listener land will never know what the wager was.
Nope.
But I do love winning. Let's go to Mark Crisper in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jack. Thank you very much. Good morning. And if you're heading into Hartford right now, westbound side of 84, you got delays east Hartford approaching the Boulder Bridge. 84 eastbound, little loss of speed between 44 and 46 Sissonnet Avenue. 91 southbound slowing 33 to 32 A and B. Northbound 91 is a little tight as you move between 20 and 21 Middletown into Cromwell. After that, good ride Hartford up into Windsor. 291, 384, okay. 2 westbound slowing from exit 4 to the 84 west merge in East Hartford. 9 southbound's a little slow at the Irigoyen Bridge in Middletown. Waterbury's quiet, 84 and 8. 84 westbound in Southbury, a little slow as you move between 16 and 15. 84 westbound, again, tight in Newtown, 11 to 10. If you are traveling Route 8 southbound, got delays 19 to 17 as you move down into Derby. 91 in the Parkway, moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Well, partly sunny conditions today, dry and a lot more comfortable than yesterday with highs between 75 and 80 and nice low humidity, dew points down in the 50s, a north to northeast wind at about 10 miles per hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. There will be a few showers moving into southeastern New York, coming close to western Connecticut. It's possible one or two of those could get into the western portions of the state tonight or early Friday. Otherwise, it looks like a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy Friday night, lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. Increasing cloudiness Saturday. We probably get through most of or all of the daylight hours dry with some showers arriving Saturday evening and Saturday night, the high around 80 during the day. Sunday, showers taper off early and then becomes partly sunny. It's warm and humid with highs in the mid 80s. Labor Day looks sunny and pleasant with low humidity and highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
So the Democratic leaders sent a letter to UConn. Martin Looney and Bob Duff sent UConn President Radenka Maric an open letter on Tuesday calling on the university to accommodate more students. Quote, in our meeting, it was stated that UConn could accommodate 40,000 students while not diminishing the academic quality of students or diminishing, the distinction of the education. As such, we respectfully reiterate our request for a comprehensive plan to expand the enrollment of the University of Connecticut. It went on to say, students who choose to go to another state for school because they did not get into UConn's main campus have a high likelihood of not returning to our state. Many of these students are high academic performers and not only deserve to get into our flagship university's main campus, but are necessary for the success of our state's future. And I looked. So UConn Stores has almost 20,000 undergrads, and UConn in general has 24,900 undergrads, 32,000 students overall. The incoming freshman class, by the way, at Stores, the biggest they've ever had. They had over 60,000 applications. So University of Florida main campus, just the main campus. So this is comparing to the 19,800 at Stores. Florida, 53,000. Texas, 50. Penn State, 90. And UMass Amherst, which is the best comp, really, is 31,000. So if you compare the 31,000 to the 19,800 in Stores, there's obviously room to grow. And the reason I bring this up is that it's happening in a lot of places. But these state schools, they're letting more out-of-state kids in because they pay more money to go to the school. And so it's harder for the in-state kid in some of these institutions because they're giving too many slots to the out-of-state kids because it's a revenue element. And we had an editorial meeting earlier this week, the same exact thing. There are kids who are really good students who are not getting into UConn Stores. They're either getting rejected outright or they have to go to Hartford or wherever. And the one thing I wanted to say here that I didn't say earlier is that if this is true, if you want to get an extra 10,000 students, let's be visionary. I take $1 billion of the rainy day fund. Let's carve out some of the blight in Hartford and make a campus, like a legit pathways, buildings, dorms. Make a 2,000, 3,000 student campus for UConn undergrads in Hartford. It would be transformational. I'm telling you, people at the State House, governor, mayor, it's a great idea. Be visionary. Your time's 8:15.
I'd love to get back to see those yard goats play again. Always loved a good day at the ballpark. Hi, this is Jerry Brooks. Do you have a senior in your life who has a Twilight Wish? Our Connecticut chapter wants to grant a Twilight Wish. If your senior lives in the state of Connecticut and is 65 or older, their Twilight Wish could be granted. Nominate your senior now. Log on to twilightwishct.org and give your senior the wish of a lifetime. Learn more and nominate your senior. twilightwishct.org. That's twilightwishct.org.
The real estate market is sizzling hot at an all-time high. Hi, I'm Sandy Terrence with Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. And if you're on the fence, this is absolutely the best time to sell.
That's right. Due to tight inventory, we are currently at a record-breaking high with Connecticut's median sale price now at $400,000. You don't want to miss this historic market.
Call us today at 860-855-SOLD. That's 860-855-SOLD. And ask for me, Sandy Terenzi.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom-built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection from the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso, 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of Aura Health. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started Aura Health. Aura Health provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to Aura Health's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Men, when addressing the problem of erectile dysfunction, you want the right treatment for your specific medical situation, because every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and at our practices, we offer the full range of ED treatment protocols and can even combine therapies to help make those intimate moments special, both for you and your partner. At Northeast Men's Health, we're the leader in treating ED in the area. Our medical providers specialize in men's sexual health and understand that no two cases are alike, which means you'll get the right treatment for you based on sound medical evaluation and appropriate applications of medical therapies. Plus, we offer treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means if you're like most men, you'll get your sex life back. So call us. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices in the Northeast to serve you.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This week at Stu Leonard's Farm Fresh Foods, direct from the Midwest. Our mighty porterhouse steak just $9.99 a pound when you use the Stu Leonard's app. That's a total savings of $6 a pound. Plus local jumbo peaches, only $1.49 a pound, save $1.
I'm Mark Christopher from the Brown Payderis Scott Traffic Center. And if you're heading into Hartford right now, 84 westbound, just a minor loss of speed approaching the Bellevue Bridge. Same story, 84 eastbound, minor loss of speed between 44 and 46 Sisson Avenue, 91 southbound. Once again, very brief slowdown at 33 Jennings Road. If you're traveling in the northbound side, 91, that looks real good. Crime all through downtown up into Windsor. No problems, 291 through 84 east of the river, 2 westbound. Just losing some speed as you merge at 84 west in East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, 9 in the Aragoti Bridge. Waterbury looks good, 84 and 8. 84 westbound, you'll lose some speed getting by exit 16 in Southbury. 84 westbound, again, slowing from 11 to 10 in Newtown. 84 westbound, again, tight in Danbury, 8 to 7. 91 in the Parkway, moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
We want everyone to enjoy their Labor Day weekend, so please use a rideshare or a designated driver. A DUI will change your life. Don't drink and drive. From your friends at Odyssey and Carter Mar. Injury lawyers.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Supposedly he was so frustrated that this album didn't do better. And that's when like Quincy Jones came in. That's what produced Thriller, which is kind of crazy because this album is so good. I don't want to waste time here. We got Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House, really grateful for his time. A lot of major issues. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. I got 3 buckets here. I got
okay.
I got low heat, light heat, medium heat, high heat. What do you want first?
Okay. I'll take any heat you want to give me. How's that
I'll start with medium. Because I know, and it's been in the news and sort of like the early in the week feedback from UConn and the Big 12 talk was like, it's kind of inevitable to be like, then there's more skepticism that's come in. I just kind of wanted to get you on record on the show in terms of how you feel about a potential, based on the details we would know that might be involved. Are you supportive and constructive on this or wary?
Yeah, I think what's inevitable is that there's going to be more conference realignment. And I think what's inevitable is UConn is going to be a school that is highly talked about, whether it's the Big 12, the ACC reconfiguration. The only hard part with the Big 12 is geographic, right? There is no other East Coast school other than West Virginia and Cincinnati. And so that, in Cincinnati, say that's East Coast, a bit of a stretch, I suppose. Yeah. So that's hard, right? But in the Big East, we play Marquette, we play Creighton, we play DePaul, right? Those are Midwestern schools. So it's a tough one. I think the good news for UConn is people want us, they know our brand, and at some point when the dust settles, I do think we will ultimately be in a really good spot, whatever that means. But the ACC looks like it's on the verge of some changes as well, and maybe you're playing some old Big East schools there.
Well, I mean, the ACC makes more geographic sense, but my concern is that I think you go into such a tough conference basketball-wise, and without the rivalries, it changes things possibly forever. Is it not okay to be just a basketball school?
It could be, and that could be an option if some people want to take that. I defer to the athletic department on that. I think we can compete somewhat in football, You know, we're not going to be winning national titles, but we've had good runs. I think the hard part is you can't predict college athletics anymore. Right. If I had told you the Pac-12 wouldn't exist 2 years ago, you would have bet the farm that I was wrong.
Yeah, right? You're right.
So I think you have to remain open to changes. You have to be fluid a little bit. And at this point, I think UConn's still trying to figure out where it's all going to land in the next couple of years. But if you can spend $23 million on players, which sounds like it's going to happen, and you can pay them directly, which sounds like what that court case will say, you got to think about revenue if you're going to compete, even in basketball.
Yeah, fair point. Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House here on Brian and Company. You know, it's like I was raised, again, in sort of the Reagan era, which didn't really even count in terms of this, but like, small government Republicans and, big government Democrats. That's sort of my civics lesson in my kitchen table. Then I wake up and like Republicans want to spend a couple hundred million to pay people's electric bills and Democrats don't. And I'm just, this is another one that's such an interesting topic because I'm not sure how I feel about it either, because I think that some short-term payments don't change structural issues. And I'm just wondering if, first simple question is, what's the communication been with Republicans, and are you going to call a special session?
I talked to the Republicans. I reviewed their proposals. I talk to the minority leader all the time. Are we going to special session? At this point, not yet. We have a meeting with the governor at some point in the next week or so. But would I go into special session to send $200 million to utility companies, which would give the average person about a $4 monthly credit on their bill? You won't get cash. You'd get a credit. I think it's a waste of $200 million. There's better places to use it. To your point, there's a much larger conversation on energy stuff that I think we will have. But the $200 million thing, it just doesn't pass the common sense test. People won't even notice it on their bills. Especially as bills begin to come down in cooler weather, that's not going to solve anything. There are other conversations that may help a little bit. But the reality is Connecticut's energy prices are really high, and we have to be willing to either, to think about alternative sources, building pipes, or double down on clean energy, hope the federal government subsidizes it, and hope it comes down in cost. There's no easy answers here.
Yeah, the one simple thing that I don't really understand is that why did we get bullied into giving Eversource this money back in such a short amount of time? I know that one part of the bill isn't the hugest. I know Millstone's a big part of it, but like, why didn't we do it over a year or 18 months or something like that? Because to do it in such a short amount of time is what helped make this such a spike.
Yeah, two things on that. Millstone is not a small, Millstone is 78% of that.
No, I'm saying, right? I'm saying Millstone is the big part of it. Yeah.
So when people email me and I go, that 78% of it is Millstone, which was, again, a Republican idea. No harm, no foul. It was a bipartisan negotiation. They needed things in 2017. We needed things. So that passed, but it was a Republican bill. So that's 78% of the public benefit charge. But to your question about that, it wasn't the legislature, right? PURA, we have a commission, that does these rate cases and makes the decision about how long it is. So to the question of legislative changes you could make, maybe you would mandate that PURA has to look at a longer payback schedule if certain criteria are met, to your point, such as summer months when we know prices are going to go up. And I think those are the things we can talk about to better spread it out. But to be fair to PURA, when you do spread the costs out, you do pay more. So think of it, it's like a mortgage, right? If you can pay the mortgage off in 20 years, you will pay more per month, but you pay less overall. And so the commissioner's decision, although looking back on it, they probably wish they spread it out, it's not a crazy notion to try to pay it back sooner.
Yeah.
Because people actually pay less. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to advocate fooling people, but it might have just gotten a little less blowback because the numbers were
I agree.
Big.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
I'm really fascinated by this letter that was sent to the UConn president. I don't know if you were involved at all, Looney and Duff or something on it. It's pretty, I hear a lot. I don't know if you have an opinion, but they would like to expand the enrollment at UConn. I get a ton of anecdotal stuff from friends about really strong students that don't get into UConn stores and then they go out of state. And I'm curious if you think this is an issue or a challenge here. I know the out-of-state money is more, but if we're doing a disservice to our kids, then they're not going to come back, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I had talked to Bob Duff about it back in the session. We had a conversation about housing issues at UConn, and Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they can add 40,000 students. I mean, that might have been a tad aggressive.
Increasing enrollment to 40 from whatever the current level.
Yeah, I think UConn can do it, but there's a price to that, right? And so again, you know, when we get to the budget negotiations, people yell at UConn and say, well, why do you need more money? And it's like, well, if you want us to add students, there is a cost up front to that housing. Long term, it may pay for it, right? But is the state willing to help subsidize UConn to build some housing, knowing that it will take a while to break even on that, right? You're going to have to float debt service or bonds to pay for these dormitories. UConn can't do that alone, but I'm open to that conversation. It will eventually pay itself back. But I absolutely think where Bob and Marty and I all agree is, and Jason Rojas and the Republicans too, right? UConn is a wonderful asset for our state. So when I hear people complain about the athletics or the school in a negative light, boy, UConn's a big deal. And to your point, the more kids that we can get to stay here and work at our great companies is better for everybody.
Is this your third budget as Speaker? Is this going to be, or your second?
Coming up, this will be my third term as Speaker, right? So this, assuming we keep the majority and assuming that they don't want to, you know, kick me out, which I don't think will happen, hopefully. In January, I'd be in my third term. Yeah.
And you think it's going to be the toughest budget you've had to deal with?
No. You know, as Speaker, maybe. As Majority Leader, that 2017, you know, that was tough.
Yeah.
I think everybody makes all these, you know, gloom and doom projections. The reality is we're going to be fine. And the state is in a really good place, a $4+ billion budget reserve fund, spending cap growth at about 4%, which gives you about $900 million. Again, that's the constitutional spending cap. There's enough to go around, but everyone's got to be a little bit flexible. And if people want to just have lines that they can't negotiate, then it's not going to work. And by the way, even the Republicans are trying to get around the fiscal guardrails with this electricity payment, right? The $200 million would be outside the guardrails. Their argument being it's really important to do that. I'm not sure I would do it for $4 a person. By the way, that includes businesses and really wealthy people who would get that $5 credit. It's not means tested. But if you're asking me, is childcare or special education costs, do I think I could argue that that should be maybe in a special fund? I think I can make that argument, just like they made that argument with the electricity stuff.
Speaker Ritter, we appreciate it so much to have your insight this morning. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Brian.
Right, Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House here in Connecticut. Sorry, Morgan, I thought it was important. Let's go over to get your headlines here at 8:32.
And now, a WTIC news update.
8:32, good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Officials with FEMA and the Small Business Administration teamed up Wednesday to go over damage and destruction from last week's historic flooding, particularly in Oxford. FEMA is going to be there still today and also tomorrow. This is their Dave Malice, who explains the protocol for deciding the level of assistance.
Ultimately, the determination is made by the president, and the standard that is used in statute is if the disaster damage is beyond the capability of state and local governments to respond to.
Channel 3 with that audio. Now, we have an update on several emergency road projects that are underway in Connecticut, including some projects that are underway because of the flooding that happened. State Department of Transportation spokesman Josh Morgan says 8 roads they maintain are still closed after last week's flooding. That's down from 27.
People are still going to have to be patient with us, though, however. You know, we're looking at some areas where we had 30 or 40 foot wide bridges that were completely decimated by those floodwaters.
The same message goes for the DOT-maintained Waterbury rail line that experienced several washouts. As far as the Fairfield Avenue overpass project in Norwalk, the steel support beams for that new bridge have been installed. The project is set to be completed next spring still. A tanker truck fire burned up that bridge and closed I-95 for several days earlier this year. State environmental officials say spraying for mosquitoes carrying the eastern equine encephalitis virus will begin tonight in Patchogue Forest in Voluntown. The triple E virus has been detected in several Connecticut towns, but there have been no human cases. A deer did die from it earlier in the season. On day 2 of what the Israeli government is calling a counterterrorism operation in the occupied West Bank, the government says 5 men it identifies as terrorists have been killed while hiding in a mosque.
As night fell, explosions and gunfire from Jenin's refugee camp dusk a signal to test the army's control. The war in Gaza is changing this conflict, an old front creating new fears of a regional war.
BBC correspondent Lucy Williamson. A New Haven man loses his life at a crash that closed part of I-91 in North Haven Wednesday afternoon. 32-year-old Gafaro Palacio was a passenger in a Honda Civic that went from the farmost left lane near exit 9 into the center median, then back into the highway, at which time it hit a Chevy Malibu. Palacio was ejected from the Civic onto the highway and was later pronounced dead at Yale New Haven Hospital. The driver of the Civic was seriously injured, then hospitalized. If you know more about the crash, you're asked to reach out to Troop I in Bethany. WTIC News Time is 8:35.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Columbia Implant Center in Manchester offers the leading edge in technology, which allows for dental procedures start to finish in one day. From a single tooth replacement to complete reconstruction, we do it all. Call 860-730-6020 or ColumbiaImplantCenter.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit, hims.com/radio.
WTIC News Time is 8:37. It was 19 years ago today Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast. Reporter Dave Cohen covered as the storm happened.
I'm looking at five houses from my vantage point. Three of them have no shingles left. A street light has just come crashing down. A 30-foot tall tree has just cracked in half. And there goes a 12-foot piece of metal. I don't know what it is.
The storm and resulting floods would kill some 1,800 people across that region. There's some more information coming to light concerning the foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna last month.
CIA Deputy Director David Cohen says the suspects with ISIS connections sought to kill tens of thousands of fans. But thanks to intelligence the agency discovered and shared with Austrian authorities, the plot was stopped and four suspects were arrested.
That's correspondent Stacey Lynn with that update. And meeting up in person may be better for your health than texts or phone calls, Brian and Matt.
For someone battling loneliness, a call or text just may not be enough. A study by the University of Texas at Austin found only in-person contact had an effect on decreasing feelings of loneliness among older adults. Phone calls or texts were far less effective when compared to face-to-face socializing. Loneliness has been linked to heart disease and cognitive decline.
Correspondent Michael George reporting.
I mean, it's always nice to get a nice text, but there obviously is no doubt that that's why I love being in studio.
Yeah.
To see your lovely mugs.
You've had a
day.
Bunch of people in, and I see you've got a bunch of people
yeah.
there now.
Yeah, we're taking down the average age here, too, which is good. Thanks, Morgan.
I have a bit of breaking sports news that Jacoby Brissett will be your Patriots starter.
Yeah, because because he's gonna get killed. And then
it's gonna be rough for the
Patriots. Did you see their line in their last game?
That's not good.
Big guys run into each other.
Swiss cheese offensive line.
$50 million they could have spent but didn't on players.
Once they're 1-5 and they go to London, Drake May will be the starter against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He could start now. He's the better. He's really improved. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, they don't want him to get killed.
Right, but what's the difference in getting killed in week one or getting killed in week five? He's still going to get killed.
Let him get roughed up a little bit.
I don't know. Cincinnati's. That's going to be
a bloodbath.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Hey, guys, thank you very much. If you are heading into downtown Hartford right now, we are seeing a very good ride overall on the westbound side of 84. Just a little slowdown as you approach the Bulkley Bridge. That's about it. 84 eastbound, losing a little speed between 44 and 46 Isn't Avenue. Southbound 91, tapping the brakes at 33. Northbound 91, moving well. Primal through downtown up into Windsor. Route 2 westbound, no issues as you move from Glastonbury into East Hartford. 9 northbound, some road work into Britton between 36 and 37. Left lane shut down there, so you want to stay to the right there. If you are heading into Thomaston right now, look out for some slow traffic on the northbound side of Route 8 between exit 37 and 38. You've got some road work going on there, so look out for that. If you are traveling into the Waterbury area itself, both sides of 84 and Route 8 north and southbound moving well there. Heading in toward a Newtown, just a little slow 84 westbound as you move up on exit 10. 91 in the parkway, okay, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
I love that ad. That's great. It's good to have something other than psychics. It's been a couple of years that they've done this. It's really kind of neat. Ashler Village in Wallingford with Masonic Care, they have about 500 residents there, and they house a couple of students from Quinnipiac every year. I remember we talked about this last year, too. And it's really neat for the residents, and it's a great opportunity for the young students because they get nice housing, and it's also a great experience from a community service standpoint. It might even be good for professional development. And so in studio, we have Grace, is it Maselli?
Yep.
Grace Maselli, who's a grad student in occupational therapy at Quinnipiac, and Leah Schiemann?
Schiemann, yes.
Okay, Schiemann. I was just going to say it really fast, hoping that I said it right. who is an undergrad in social work, who will go on to be a grad student in social work at Quinnipiac as well. First of all, thanks for getting up early. I mean,
you're welcome.
Are you not a coffee drinker?
I am, so I'm caffeinated now.
Oh, you are now. Yeah. It takes about a half an hour to kick in.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to kick in.
Do you have classes today?
Yes, I do. Right after this.
What time?
10:30.
Oh, so you got to make. But usually, you still schedule classes a little later, so you don't have to get up at 6:30 in the morning.
I don't have much control over my schedule, honestly. At this point in my curriculum, it's all kind of decided for me already.
What is occupational therapy?
So we help individuals across the lifespan kind of engage in activities that are most meaningful to them. So if you were my client, I would try and get to know you a little bit in our first session.
Okay.
Try and figure out what activities are most meaningful to you. If that's hosting a radio show, then I would be working with you on whatever sort of disability or limitations and function you had to get you back to hosting a radio show.
So people who like have a job in something and have something hindering them from doing it, you try to help get them back to it?
Yeah. So occupational therapy, it does have that weird implication that we're kind of work therapists, we're getting you back to work. But in our field, we consider occupations really any sort of meaningful daily activity. So that's
how it covers seniors as well.
Yeah, correct? It's brushing your teeth, getting dressed, going to work, going to school, hanging out with friends. All of those are considered occupations.
Leah, do you want to be a therapist or a school count? Like, what is your goal with the social work degree?
I'm hoping to work with the geriatrics, which is why applying for this program seemed perfect for me.
Yeah.
And I want to learn about the cognitive and developmental standpoint of these residents, and they're able to help me grow as I work through my degree.
So for social work, and we'll talk about a little bit more about your experience so far and Ashland Village and all that in our next segment, but with working with seniors as a social worker, what sort of stuff do social workers do with that community?
I'm able to help them get in touch with their children or work through any problems they're having mentally and cognitively. And I'm able to learn from them by how they grew and where they are now and help them and almost be like a therapist for them.
Hmm. And you've just always wanted to be in that with that subsection of our culture?
Yes, I've always felt like I wanted to help people and give back.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, listen, my parents are in their 80s, and so both what you guys are talking about is really, and they're still in their home, but they still have a lot of people come to the home, so you can have an impact on seniors, not only at a Masonic Care facility, but also, you know, obviously in their homes as well. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. Again, we're going to continue with Grace and Leah, as we talk about their experience, again, Quinnipiac and Masonic Care sort of got together and they get, it's nice room, right?
Yeah, my room's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And do you have a kitchenette or no? Do you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got a little mini
full
fridge
kitchen.
In my
nice.
Are you guys close to each other?
We're right down the hall from each other.
Oh, that's
yeah.
nice.
Yes.
That's nice. That's really cool. And so we'll continue the conversation, just talk about the experience of living there. I want to tell you about QC Kinetics real quick, because if you don't know what they do, they give people lasting relief without surgery, without drugs, and without downtime using regenerative medicine. It's basically using your own body to help heal yourself, and they're the nation's leader. They have offices right now in Avon, in New Haven, and now in Glastonbury. And if you have joint pain, whether it's hips, knees, or back, whether it's from arthritis or injury, you can go to them and talk to them. If you're going to have surgery, maybe you should talk to them and maybe it's a better option for you. Maybe it isn't, but the consultation is totally free, so there's no obligation. So if you have the conversation, you can do with it what you want. The phone number, grab a pencil, is 860-440-PAIN. Again, it's 860-440-PAIN. QC Kinetics, they are now in Avon, New Haven, and Glastonbury. That number one more time, 860-440-PAIN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
It's not just a breakfast. It's the breakfast. Get the classic sausage McMuffin with egg, now only $2.50. Caution, may cause craving for coffee or hash browns. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. As a roofer, I don't have time to fail. Homeowners rely on me, so I rely on Beacon. Beacon's unique network of branches work together to get me what I need when I need it. And with the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. Now through September 15th, purchase high-quality GAF with Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 203-896-4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Connecticut. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 203-896-4000. That's 203-896-4000. 203-896-4000.
Mark Christopher in the Brown Panderas and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. And if you're heading into Hartford right now, eastbound side of 84, a little bit tight from 44 Prospect Oakwood up to 48 Capitol Avenue, westbound 84, tap on the brakes, both the bridge, 91 southbound, losing speed between 33 and 32. Northbound 91, got some, well, we actually have a good ride, Cromwell through downtown up into Windsor, 291, 384, okay, east of the river, 2 westbound, moving well, Glastonbury and East Hartford. It's quiet in Middletown, 9 in the area, Goody Bridge. Look out for some road work right now into Britain, 9 northbound between exit 36 and 37. Left lane blocked there. A little bit of a delay with that. If you're heading 8 northbound into Naugatuck, road work between 25 and 27. Delays there. Also road work 8 northbound between 37 and 38 as you move Watertown into Thomaston. Road work there. Westbound side of 84, just a little slow between 10 and 9 in Newtown and again 8 to 7 in Danbury. 91 in the Parkway moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
What song is this? Today it's going to become partly sunny, 75 to 80. I actually was really nice outside. Tomorrow it'll be in the 70s, some sunshine. And then for the holiday weekend, Sunday, showers will end in the morning, then become sunny in the mid-80s. Sunday, it'll be in the 70s, but it'll be sunny. And the same thing for Monday. So it looks like we're in good shape for the holiday weekend. We're back here with Grace Maselli and Leah...
Sheeman.
Okay, I don't want to say it wrong. I don't like saying people's name wrong. So Leah Sheeman. Leah is an undergrad in social work, but she's going to end up getting her master's. And I just learned Grace is not only a grad student, she's getting a master's, getting her PhD. Are people going to have to call you doctor?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's mean.
So how did you guys end up doing this? How did you end up staying in Ashland Village with 500 other seniors? Just take me through the process.
So for me personally, through my program, an email was sent out saying about this amazing opportunity where we'd be able to work with geriatric residents, and we would only have to host 8 hours of activities of our choosing. We get our own apartment, place to live, as well as we're fed, and it was a no-brainer to apply. It's an amazing opportunity, and I'm just so blessed that Quinnipiac has partnered with Masonic Care to host this for us.
Yeah, I misspoke. It's Ashler Village. Sorry about that. What happened with you?
So my program, we have class meetings at the start of every semester. So my cohort comes in and all the professors come in and talk to us to kind of about what the year is going to look like. And they always pitch the Quinnipiac Student Residence Program to us. And what seemed the most appealing to me, to be completely frank, is the free room and board. It right. seems like an amazing opportunity.
You can be honest about that.
I am. Yeah. The free room and board seems like a great deal. And when I first went into OT school, my kind of tunnel vision was I wanted to do pediatrics. I still love the idea of doing pediatrics. So it seemed like also a great opportunity to kind of get that hands-on experience with the older adult community, kind of being with them in their day-to-day. It seems like a really amazing opportunity that really no one can get except for this program. So finally, when it got to a situation where I was kind of stuck for housing, I was like, I'm going to apply to this program, see if I can get in. And I did, and now we're here. So
do a lot of apply? Is it competitive or is it?
It's competitive. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how many students actually apply because it's offered to any Quinnipiac student. So
we have to go through a whole application process, answer questions, show potential activities we can host, as well as then go through an interview. And then a couple weeks later, find out if you were accepted or rejected.
So this is in conjunction. Quinnipiac works with Masonic Care, which runs Ashler Village, which has about 500 residents in Wallingford. And I'm just curious, the 8 hours, like, so you have to spend 8 hours a week mm-hmm. with resident at the facility, mm-hmm. can you choose what you do?
Yeah, you could choose whatever activities you want.
Will you just show up and be like, hey?
Well, you have to. So we have to collaborate with the recreation manager to make a schedule for the next month. So like this week we had to give our schedule for September. But we can choose whatever activities we want as long as it fits in with the other recreation staff schedule.
Been there for a while,
yeah,
right?
I've been there since the end of May.
And you've been there for a week?
2 weeks about.
2 weeks. Have you done your 2 weeks of 8 hours yet? Or
not yet. I just submitted my schedule, and we get a monthly budget of materials we get to spend to get supplies for the residents. So I'm doing a lot of arts and crafts with them, which I've been told they love.
They do love arts and crafts.
So that's fun. So you already know you're going to do that. And what sort of stuff have you...
I am not an artsy or craftsy person, so I'm glad someone's coming in and giving them that kind of outlet that they really need. I like doing like brain games and stuff with them, kind of improving that cognitive function. It's just also really fun for me. I do puzzles, the New York Times games. I play like card games and board games with them.
You're going to start playing some chess, right?
I have to now. You gave me that great idea.
So I'm curious in terms of, you know, the residents there at Ashler Village, they must be so pumped to have you guys hanging out
with them.
Yes, I just get to learn so much from them, as well as even teach them things that are easy to me, like going on the computer or texting their grandchild back.
Oh my gosh, you want to come to my parents' house in Massachusetts?
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I mean, and some, you know, we sometimes underestimate the seniors in our life. Like, they've probably, a lot of them have lived some pretty incredible lives.
Oh my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever just sit down and just chat with them?
Yes, or they will pull you aside and chat with you because they want to tell you about how awesome their lives were. And I don't complain, but they will be happy to tell you about the lives they've lived before they were
at Ashley. So the deal is you get free room. Do you get food too? Or no?
Yeah, 3 free meals a day.
Free room and board.
Yep.
And you give up 8 hours a week of service, which... sounds like it's not really work. It's really like a mutually beneficial thing.
Yeah, it's just really just putting aside time to just hang out with the residents. I mean, on top of all the schoolwork we're doing, it is really forces a lot of time management, but it's so fun.
Exactly. You get to enjoy it and meet them and talk with them every day.
How busy are your lives? Like, how busy is your day?
I'm taking about 19 credits, which is 7 classes.
7?
Yeah, so I kind of have to go back and forth making enough time, as well as I'm doing some asynchronous classes, so I'm on my own for those. So pretty busy.
Why do you have to take 7? Did you take a semester off or something?
No, I'm in an accelerated dual degree program, so I'm graduating a year early, and in order to meet my degree requirements, I need to take more classes.
That's
insane.
You have to do what people do in 4 years and 3. Yes.
That's insane. Could you do it? But you could have done it in regular time, too? Like, there are people who get their master's in social work, but do it in 5 years and not 4? Or do you have to do it fast?
I could have taken my time, but doing it this way, I get to push myself, enjoy the experience, get out of school faster, and save some money.
It's insane. Oh, because you don't have to. You save a year's worth of tuition. Yeah. But, I mean, first of all, 4 classes in college was about all I could manage. I mean, 7... is crazy.
I'm taking 7 too.
How do you, I mean, so that means 7, and all 7 are like not exam based but have evaluation standards in the classes?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm taking 2.
No pass fails?
No.
No.
Not an option for our programs.
Mm-mm. You have to get a certain grade in order to move on to the next level.
As well as maintain your GPA.
Yeah.
So, and do you, so no social life?
I mean, try. You gotta try at least.
Seriously though, like in terms of time management, I mean, is it something you're used to, or is it like, are you stressed, or is it you just gotta stay on top of stuff?
I think I'm able to stay on top of it pretty well, planning out the calendar in advance. And then after this week, once my schedule's finally set in stone, I'll be able to actually breathe and then just enjoy my time at Masonicare.
Is it old hat for you?
I mean, I've been doing it for a little while now. I'm like the veteran now. But my first month, Leah hasn't done it yet. And our recreation manager is super nice. She gives us kind of like a reprieve where we just get to live there and kind of experience before we have to start running activities. Yeah. But when I first, like that first month where I was running stuff, I felt like I was running myself into the ground. It's hard managing all that time because you're not just have to make time to just go to class. You have like 6 hours of per class of work to do outside of all of that. So
sure. I mean, it's incredible. Well, I love the idea, you know, that Quinnipiac and Masonic Air have come up with, because I think it's great. Like, in some ways, it's a great community service, but it really helps you out as well.
Yeah.
And so I just think it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if there's ever an opportunity to expand it or whatever, but, you know, Astor Village is right there in Wallingford, so it's got to be not too – I mean, it's got to be pretty close to
10
campus.
10 minutes away from campus.
Yeah, I'm on North Haven campus. Drive. It's 10 minutes away.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to meet you guys. I wish you the best of luck. And,
thank you.
Know, I hate to be a sycophant in this, but, like, every time I'm cynical about the world – and then I meet young men and women who are doing great things and working their tuckuses off. You know, it's really, really impressive. So I wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to Quinnipiac and Masonic Care for letting us spend some time with you as well. We're hitting up on 9 o'clock. Don't forget, there'll be a new Fan Base podcast dropping later this morning. Have a great day, everybody. It's 9 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100. 100-